This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A member of Iraq's governing council has been critically wounded in an ambush today in western Baghdad. Aqila al-Hashimi was preparing to go to New York City tomorrow as part of a delegation intending to represent Iraq at a meeting of the UN General Assembly. NPR's Guy Raz joins us from Baghdad. Thanks for being with us, Guy.
Good morning, Scott.
And what can you tell us about this attack?
Well, Scott, Aqila Hashimi had just pulled out of her home this morning at about 9 a.m. local time. She was on her way to a meeting when we understand two separate trucks drove beside her car and opened fire. Now, Ms. Hashimi was hit. She was hit in the abdomen. She was badly wounded. Three of her security guards were also wounded. They were immediately rushed to a nearby hospital where doctors operated for a few hours. She was then moved to a U.S. Army medical facility, and doctors are saying her condition is serious but relatively stable. Now, we've also just had word in the past few hours that two suspects have been apprehended.
And Guy, based on the history of attacks over the past few weeks, what in particular might make Ms. al-Hashimi a target?
Scott, I don't think that she's any more a target than other members of the governing council. I mean, as you know, the council was appointed by the American administration here. And there's no question that there are elements inside Iraq that simply don't accept its legitimacy, and those elements want to target members of the council for that reason. Mm-hmm. And you'll remember last month, of course, that a leading Shiite Muslim cleric was killed in Najaf in the south, and at that time there was speculation in Iraq that he was targeted precisely for this reason, that his group mm-hmm. had a representative and still does on the council. In terms of Aqila al-Hashimi, she's an interesting figure. She's one of three women on the council, actually the only member who worked for the former regime of Saddam Hussein. She was very closely involved with the UN Oil for Food program at the foreign ministry during that time. She worked with Tariq Aziz, Iraq's former prime minister. I met her just a few days ago, actually, to make an appointment. She was rushing around. She didn't have much time to talk because she was preparing for a trip next week to New York. She was supposed to be part of an Iraqi delegation that's expected to take up its seat in the UN General Assembly.
Quickly, just in the 20 seconds we have left, Guy, the kind of security that members of the governing council have, is it extensive?
It's really extensive, and it's become very, very difficult to see them, Scott, for obvious reasons. They are targets. I mean, I think that there is a lot of ambivalence among Iraqis over whether this council will work. But I think that there are those elements in the country that don't want it to work and are simply targeting this council for that very reason.
And here's Guy Raz in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.